Dr. Tony Allen's letter to the students Thursday lauded them for following campus guidelines needed to keep everyone safe, such as wearing masks, practicing social distancing, regular testing, and holding each other accountable. He notes 15,000 campus tests have yielded a less than 0.5% COVID positivity rate. But Allen tells students not to lose focus. Dover police say Sunday's party at Schutte Park that resulted in the shooting death of 20-year-old DSU student Devin Wright was attended by between 300 to 500 people, mostly from DSU. Based on its own investigation, DSU officials dispute the size of the gathering and that the majority of attendees were students. But in his letter, Allen tells students to be careful and accountable, mentioning DSU's COVID-19 policy and Governor Carney's emergency declarations, making large gatherings like the party at Schutte Park illegal and subject to criminal penalty. He also reminds them the university has a three-level system for enforcing the DSU policy and state of emergency declarations. Minor student violations may be addressed with a warning. Continued or more serious violations lead to potential eviction from university housing and removal from campus. Egregious violations can lead to suspension or expulsion. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.